Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has told the French President Emmanuel Macron that he wants to make it absolutely clear that he wants Britain to leave the European Union with a deal in October. Mr. Johnson said he was encouraged by his talks in Berlin with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Shrugging off his image as the hardest to convince, President Macron said he hoped a settlement could be found within the next 30 days. His words are spoken by a translator.
We will not find a new withdrawal agreement within 30 days, which will be very different from the existing one. It is just that what Michel Barnier has negotiated can be amended while complying with the integrity of the single market. Then we can find a solution. If not, it's probably a political issue, a political decision to be taken by the Prime Minister. It will not be our decision.
South Korea has signalled a sharp escalation in its already strained relations with Japan by announcing an end to its three-year military intelligence sharing pact with Tokyo. Laura Bicker reports from Seoul.
South Korea's relationship with Japan has been tense for months after Tokyo imposed a number of trade restrictions on items crucial to Seoul's many tech industries. South Korea's presidential office said it decided to terminate the intelligence deal because Japan's recent decision to downgrade South Korea's trade status caused a grave change in security cooperation between the countries. Under the agreement, Japan and South Korea exchange sensitive military intelligence. This decision has taken many by surprise, as most experts predicted Seoul wouldn't end the pact for the sake of its relationship with the US.
An attempt to repatriate some of the hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees who fled Myanmar appears to have failed. Not one person boarded the 5 buses and 10 trucks laid on to take the Rohingya from their camps in Bangladesh back to Myanmar. More than 3,000 had been earmarked to go. The Rohingya escaped following operations by the army 2 years ago. Indonesia has cut off internet access to Papua following several days of unrest sparked by complaints about racism. The authorities have deployed hundreds more security personnel to contain the violence there. An Indonesian researcher for Human Rights Watch, Andreas Harsono, said racism often went unchallenged.
Many people in Java, the main island of Java, almost never going to Papua. And meanwhile, Papuan who study in Java, they were shocked when they were called, you know, as being primitive, half-naked person, poor, and monkey. They hate it. The riot that happened in Papua, it is the accumulation of anger and frustration against the Indonesian policy on West Papua.
World News from the BBC.